Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity can be helpful in every area of your life, especially your relationship with yourself. We have a very special guest today that I'll be announcing in just a moment, but I wanted to remind you that I'm going to be holding online Law of Attraction meetings. I was having the meetings locally and was getting so many messages saying, I want to be at your meeting, but I'm in California. I want to be in your meeting, but I'm in Australia. So I decided to move these meetings, and they're being held online by video conferencing, and it's every Monday night from 8 to 9. All you have to do is go to lifecoachmari.com and go where it says Law of Attraction Meeting, click in, and you can register. I'd love to have you online with us. There's no limit to how many people we can have, and the more, the merrier. The higher we can get the vibration, the better things will happen in our life. I also wanted to announce that I have a brand new contributor to Dare to Be Authentic, Finding Your Authentic Self, and he's with us today. So with that, I'm going to announce my special guest for the day, Daniel Gauries. He's a life coach, mind-body medicine practitioner, co-founder and CEO of Viscosity Solutions, where he helps people identify their strengths found in work and apply them to live a well-balanced life. I'm excited and honored to have him as a contributor author for my Dare to Be Authentic, How I Learned to Love Myself book, which is going to be coming out next January, and we're going to be having all the exciting announcements later this year. Daniel, how wonderful to have you on the show today. Thank you for coming on with me.
Well, thank you very much, Mari, for inviting me. Good morning and good afternoon.
That's right. Daniel is out in California time, so it's like 9:30 a.m. there, but here we're at lunchtime at 12:32, so that's kind of cool. I love connecting with people from all over the country and even all over the world sometimes. So, Daniel, tell us the story of how you came to do the work you currently do, because you told me some about it, and I just love your story.
Oh, sure, sure. So when I was a little boy, my dad worked in a hospital, and I got to see the hustle and bustle of all of the healthcare workers walking into the hospital. There was just such excitement from overhead pages to stretchers flying down the hallways to ambulances, sirens going off. And, you know, when I told other kids that my dad worked in a hospital, they automatically thought that he was a doctor. And I said, no, my dad's not a doctor. But he does take care of people. And what I learned from my dad being a supervisor in a community hospital is that he tended to the care of all the individual people within the hospital by providing the necessary things that they needed to support them in doing their work. And that actually brought me to look at life from a different perspective, that, you know, I want to help people too. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, but I want to help people, and I want to work in a hospital also. And that led me to working in healthcare. Started off clinically working at New England Medical Center as a student cardiac sonographer. So I used to basically do ultrasound of the heart, and went over to Brigham and Women's Hospital, and I was working in the OR and the emergency room, and would be on call, and you know, really focusing on helping people from a clinical perspective. That transitioned over into working on the vendor side of healthcare IT, and working with folks to identify new technologies that could help people from a global perspective. Now, fast forward several years later, now working with people to help them in very much the same way that my dad was, and supporting those healthcare providers in being the best that they can be in their daily lives so that they can provide the best care for their families and for the work that they do.
Fantastic. And I know that your mission is to help people reach their maximum potential, both at home and at work, which is very interesting. There are many coaches who work only with the home area. Some work, you know, business coaches work with your work area, but you want to work with both, which is really great. How do you begin to do that, mix the home and the work? And what do people have to be willing to do to begin this journey with you?
Well, reflect on my own personal experience to give a little side story to how that came about. Back about 7 years ago, I was working very, very hard and thought that the key to my success was just to keep working hard. And, you know, eventually I got burnt out, but I didn't realize it. And luckily, I got laid off from the job that I was working at, and it forced me to reexamine my life and to really look at the history that brought me to where I was of thinking this way of, geez, just work hard. And mm-hmm. what I realized is that I had an internal conflict. All the attributes that I was doing for my work were great, and I was being very successful at my career. But when it came to my personal life, things were completely off balance. I was so tired after work and from traveling and putting myself 100% into my work that I didn't really have enough time to be clear and to focus on the things that I really wanted to do. In actuality, I forgot what I really liked to do. So what people need to be willing to do is to recognize the things that are important to them and to stop for a moment to step back before moving forward into that resistance into their lives all the time, before they can really recognize where they need to put their energy. In my life, I put all my energy into my work, and realized even more recently with each realization that comes across and the people I talk to or the things that I learn, what I really came to grips with is that, you know, I had been living this separate life, life of conflict mm-hmm. for so long that I learned how to integrate the two together. And that's what I want to teach other people of how to do that, because we work so often, and many of our relationships are combined with our work. And that's where mm-hmm. our strengths really come to play. And if we learn to take those strengths from our work and apply them to outside the office, we can live a more well-balanced life by doing the things that we do well and applying them to our personal relationships.
That's wonderful. That's beautiful. There was one thing that you said that really struck me, and I have to talk about it. You said, I was fortunate enough to be laid off. Or you said, I was laid off, thank God. I love that, because people come to me or friends or whatever circumstance, they're laid off, and the first reaction to people is usually despair. I mean, that's probably how you reacted. The first reaction is, oh, my gosh, I have no job. What am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. But sometimes, and you mentioned this also, this stopping. Sometimes, or maybe most times, in order to make a change, in order to get to know what we really want, we have to stop. You said stop. And sometimes we're forced to stop. It's like God or universe says, okay, I gotta get your attention somehow, so whoops, you got laid off. And now you had no choice but to stop because you had nowhere to go in the morning, right?
That's
right. I gotta go to work. No, I gotta stay here. Uh-oh, now what am I gonna do? So I just love the way you said it, because even the way you phrased it, I was fortunate enough to get laid off. That's exactly what happened to you. That thing that happened to you that most people would say that was devastating was what started you on this new journey. I find that fantastic.
Thank you. It absolutely is. So, you know, I think my God, my creator, my universe, I believe in all those things. I believe it's all one. I think
it wouldn't be on the show
think,
if it didn't. No.
Yeah, right.
How do you think I pick the people for the show? Yeah. I don't know if I'd ask you. We just talk, and then I say, oh, yeah, he believes. Okay, he's in.
That's right. I'm a believer. So I give thanks every day. I really do. Every day when I wake up in the morning, that I have some time to reflect. Some people call it meditation. Some people call it prayer. I call it all those things also. But really what it is, it's a time to just to stop, to listen. Maybe sometimes we listen to our breath. Sometimes we listen to the sounds that are outside of our mind. And those thoughts will pop up in our head. And it's okay. That's how our mind works. You know, it's designed to function. So, it's a misconception that we have to turn off our minds. We have to shut things off. You know, those things that are popping up in our head are good lessons to teach us something. And when we pause and we go outside, we connect with nature, we come to this realization that our internal world is a result of our external world. And there's really no separation between the two. And so when we see ourselves of the world of the universe, and that we are combined with people in our lives, with the relationships we have, with our work, when we start to look at our lives as functioning from I to we, then it's actually much easier to work and do what we do.
It's much easier to do everything,
It is, to realize that we're constantly living in relationships with people, with the environment. We're no longer alone. And then that was really my challenge at that point in my life where I got laid off, because I thought that I was alone. Nobody else was like me. Nobody else had experienced this before. And when I began to let go of these fears that I had, this inner critic that told me, hey, you failed, you know, you weren't able to carry this, you didn't work hard enough. I'm so embarrassed I lost my job, you know, what am I going to do next?
Right.
What I really started to do is reconnect with some of my past to help me understand, why do I think this way? And it was through a series, I mean, it didn't all happen at once, that's for sure. You know, I don't want to give them a misconception that's like something you press a button and suddenly you're like, oh, enlightenment, you know, I feel great. You know, it's not. It doesn't happen that way.
Not at all. Absolutely not.
You know, it's a lot of work. And to be willing to do the work means that we are unsatisfied with the direction that we're taking. And sometimes it takes some type of event. It could be a positive event. It could be a tragic event. Or it's some type of event that when we start to examine that event and learn what that message is, we can see that there are many different directions we can take. So it doesn't really matter what happens to us per se. It matters on how we react to the situation and what we can pull out of that situation to move us forward. And that's really what coaching is all about, life coaching is all about, is to see where we are at this present moment. Yes, look back to see how we got there. Learn from those elements of our past that maybe we don't feel so great about. But those are teachable moments that we can go back and say, boy, you know, I was really stupid when I did this, but wait a minute, why did I do this? And what can I learn from that? What can I take with me forward? And start to release that self-critic that's always telling us that we can't. No, I mean, it's a good mechanism to protect us, but we have to really go in and say, why is it there? What is it trying to show us? And thank you. Thank you for that lesson. So now I can move forward. Mm-hmm. But we can never move forward until we accept and love ourselves.
True.
Learning how to do that is really the first step.
Absolutely. And that brings me to two things I wanted to add. Number one, you said something about when we're going through something, and I've been through things, you've been through things, everyone has.
Yep.
We always feel that no one else has gone through this. You know, oh my gosh, I lost my job. Oh my God, my relationship failed. Whatever it is, whatever tragic thing or event, like you like to call it, happens. an event that we don't like, a negative event, we always feel we're the only one, and that makes it extremely devastating. And one of the reasons I wanted you in the Dare to Be Authentic book is because that book is out there so people can see that they're not the only one. They're not
right.
The only one. There's a lot of other people who have gone through these things. And we're all going to write about it together and tell you, not only did I go through what you went through, but I was able to overcome it, and this is how my life is now. And the other thing you said, you know, life coaches, we don't have it 100% together. We're growing all the time. You said that. We're growing. You know, I haven't arrived anywhere. I just know a few things that I didn't know years back and that I can tell you about and everybody else about, and I will tell them so they don't have to struggle as hard. And then the third thing was self-love. Dare to Be Authentic, how I learned to love myself. That's why I wanted you so much in this project, because you learned how to love yourself and you learned what it did for you. And now you're going to just tell it to the world through this book and through what you do in your coaching. So I just wanted to make those points because there's a reason why we do what we do. And one of the things that I do, why I do, and you do have feel the same way, is to help other people, to let other people know, hey, we've been there. That's why I became a coach. That's why I became a coach. That's why you became a coach, because we've been there. If we've been there, we can't tell you. How can we tell you what we haven't experienced?
Absolutely. And
that's another reason why there's so many coaches. That's why another reason why I love to collaborate, because there are certain things I haven't been through, thank God. But other people, unfortunately, have. But they've overcome it, come on the other side, and now they can help people who are going through those things. So, you know, I think it's just wonderful to collaborate. I think it's wonderful to get the message out. And I'm just so excited. Now we're going to take a quick break. I want to tell anybody who's on the line, if you want to call in, call in after the commercial break. The number is 347-826-9586, and we will be right back.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their family. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your audio immediately at www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, talking about authenticity, talking about being who we are. We're talking with Daniel Garis today. He's a life coach, mind-body medicine practitioner, and he just loves helping people by telling them how to get through the things he's already experienced and how to meld your work and your home life so that you have a balanced life. Daniel, I know that you teach your clients how to manage the pressure that they put on themselves. And I love the way you say they put on themselves. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Oh, sure. it goes back to that inner critic that I referred to earlier. Is that, mm-hmm. you know, I'll share this another little story about I grew up Catholic. And, you know, I always tried to make sense of who Jesus was, and you know, he was a great teacher, and there's been many spiritual teachers along the way, but you know, from a religious perspective in Christianity, we learn to focus on Jesus, and mm-hmm. you know, I love the story of how Jesus went, and he went across the land, and he accepted people for who they were at that moment. It didn't matter.
Right.
Who they were. He loved them unconditionally. And I think mm-hmm. when, you know, we can learn from spiritual leaders like Jesus to say, you know what, I can accept the fact of what I've done in the past, you know, and maybe we can't accept it, and maybe counseling is the thing that we need at the moment. But when we are able to accept ourselves and our past and embrace the things that have led us to where we are today, that begins the process of loving ourselves, of accepting what we've done, to mm-hmm. learn where we're at today, And if we never had those life lessons or those circumstances that happened before, then who knows who we would be? So
that's so true. That's so true. And, you know, acceptance, the way you say that, acceptance doesn't mean that we're okay with what we did or that we're not sorry for what we did that didn't work out or that we didn't regret it or whatever. It just means that it's just accepting the fact that it happened and it's a part of our history. But it doesn't make us who we are now.
That's right. That's right.
And so that's to me, that's the only way we can move forward. If we keep pounding in our head or pounding in our thoughts, because these are thoughts that go through our head that nobody knows about except us,
mm-hmm.
what we did and how guilty we feel and how awful we were and how stupid we were, you know, which we all were when we were 20. I mean, come on. I always say, geez, if I only knew what I knew now when I was 24, you know, before I got married the first time. Well, I couldn't know that because I didn't have all this life that I lived. It's impossible to know. You have to learn things through experience. So, but if we could just accept that that's what we did the best we knew at the time. We did mm-hmm. what we thought, you know, does anybody go into their life and say, I'm going to do this because I know this is going to ruin my life for the next 5 years? No, nobody. I mean, any mistake that you've made, any mistake that I've made, I did not go in with the intention of hurting myself or other people. I went in thinking everything was going to be wonderful. But did I make a mistake? Did I have a lapse of judgment? Yes, but it wasn't done intentional to the fact of I'm going to do this just to mess my life up. No. If you can just accept, yeah, I mean, honestly, do we go in and say, I'm going to marry this person so I can divorce them in 5 years and be miserable? No. You know, I'm going to have six children with this person so that I can fight with all the children for the rest of my life. Nobody says that. We go in with the best of intentions. Things
right.
don't work
right.
out. But the acceptance, I love the way you say that. We have to accept. You say, okay, so I married this guy. Okay, so it didn't work out. Where do I go from here?
That's right.
How do I
That's
have
right.
my happiest, most joyful life now? Do you
That's
agree,
right.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. You know, a lot of focus of that we hear today and is being present. You know, being present, and you know that doesn't mean neglecting and denying that of the past nor of the future. What that means is being still and recognizing that I have a lot of gifts. You know, that we all have lots of gifts. The challenge that we're presented with is how do we figure out how to utilize those gifts and share those with other people? And, you know, I'm reflecting back on the Catholic faith that I grew up with, I had a lot of guilt for different things that I did in my life. And, you know, there was a lot of, there was a lot of different things that that I tried to give away, you know, and give it away. And it just kept coming back to me, you know, and I thought I was dealing with it the appropriate way. But then the more that I got into my journey, the more that it came up louder and more clear. And so I when I was growing up, I kind of had trouble with the idea of going to a priest and telling him, you know, my story and all that. I met a friend who brought life to that spiritual faith that I grew up with. And it was earlier this year, I decided to go to a priest. And I said, hey, you know, I don't really believe in this, but I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to tell you some of my things that I've been holding in my mind, you know. And he said, well, do you want to stand behind the screen? I said, no, absolutely not. I said, that's the problem. I've been standing behind the screen. You know, I've been hiding behind the screen my whole life. I can't do that
wow.
anymore. I need to look at somebody in their eyes, in their face, and tell them exactly how I feel and all that guilt I've been holding. And he said, okay. And I thought he was going to kick me out, you know.
Say, no, you're not welcome. How dare you have done that, right?
Yeah. No, but that's not what happened. What happened is,
no.
is he said, you know, you've left God powerless because you've punished yourself for so many years of all these things that you've been holding as guilt. There's nothing else to do but to move forward. And I said, huh, really? That's what I thought. That's what I needed to hear. That's what I needed to hear. And that was no; those things were no longer boundaries for me. And it took just a couple minutes of me having that dialogue. It took many, many years for me to get to the point to actually share those things with another human being. But I think that's that's where the whole aspect of living in a relationship comes into play, of, you know, having somebody, a mentor, a coach, a therapist, you know, somebody that has gone this journey before that can help
right
from their perspective. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to do the work. It means that you are going to do the work, but to have a guide along the way is very, very powerful.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
born with, many of us are fortunate to have been born with guides, being mothers and fathers, some not. So as we traverse through our life, we become an adult. Suddenly we're so responsible that we don't need anybody anymore. And that's when we begin to suffer. So that's
yeah.
why I actually hired a coach myself several years ago. And what that coach helped me do is to recognize those gifts that I had that were hidden behind all that guilt. And
mm-hmm.
brought that to the surface. And I was able to integrate those gifts into, you know, from my work that I was using every day, that I didn't realize that I could apply them to my personal life. And I learned to pull that all together, and that's what I practice today.
That's fantastic. One thing I want to say about you going to the priest, Daniel, and then you have to tell about how to get a hold of you because running out of time, is that also took a lot of courage. That's why I call this show Dare to be Authentic. It takes a lot of courage to stand before someone else and be honest and to tell the truth, even if the truth is not so nice, even if it's ugly. It took a lot of courage,
mm-hmm.
but it set you free. And that's such a beautiful story. I grew up Catholic, too, and I used to carry tons of guilt, and a lot of it was false guilt that was taught to me as a child. So I know what it's like to be freed like that. Before we run out of time, we only have a couple of minutes left. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you and your website, whatever you want to share with the listener.
Okay. Well, since it is autumn, it's a time for change. So I'm offering an autumn special on life coaching. And you can reach me several ways, but the best way is facebook.com/viscositysolutions. It's V-I-S-C-O-S-I-T-Y and solutions. That will connect you to our webpage, which is viscosityconsulting.com, and that will connect to the social media outlets that we have as well, on Twitter and on all that good stuff, LinkedIn. But we've been using Facebook as the central area to share photos of our journey, some things that have inspired us along the way. But primarily, if you want to get in touch and if you want a coach to help you get to that next level in your life, that next step, and you don't want to do it alone, give me a call.
Beautiful. One last thing you want to say to a listener? You have just a few seconds, but if there's something on your heart, one last thing you want to say to encourage someone?
Yes. Make every act an act of love.
Aww. That's beautiful. Sharp but sweet. That is really beautiful. Wow. Thanks so much for being on the show. You're going to make me cry. Thanks so much for being on the show with me today, Daniel. It is just wonderful having you. If you are struggling with any of the things that Daniel has shared about today, call him. Go to his website. Check him out. You know what I'm all about. Check me out at my website. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for being on Dare to Be Authentic with us today, listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a wonderful day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.